There are champagne corks popping in Gourby Garden as Flanders Today sends its 8,000th tweet. Lisa Bradshaw, editor-in-chief, is on the line now. Morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
So 8,000, what a milestone. How will you be celebrating this?
I just happened to notice that yesterday and I got very excited, and then I tweeted that it was our 8,000th tweet. And that was actually our 8,001st tweet, tweet. But anyway.
Anyway, let's move on to the news, shall we? And cover story in Flanders Today all about cycling. Tell us about this.
Right. So as I may have mentioned in the past, I'm not a huge sports fan. But this story that we have on our cover this week, we could have called it Cycling for Dummies. So I actually really appreciated it because I have this journalist, and mostly he writes about the arts, but it turns out that he's a huge cycling fan. And so he came at this from kind of an interesting perspective, which is a story that's interesting not just for sports fans, but also for the rest of us. And he kind of explains why the fans of cycling are so sort of rabid about it, why the streets down all across Flanders during the spring, when I can't drive in the Flemish Ardennes and I get very cranky. But in fact, the people who go out and watch this, not even just cycling fans, but whole villages will get involved in this, and they have little festivals around it and parties. And he explains to us how actually this has built up over the last 20 years, because it wasn't always so. In fact, the cyclists used to have basically no infrastructure at all. And there's kind of amusing stories from older cyclists explaining this, how it used to work. And he also talked to a couple of young cyclists who were just starting out with Topsport Vlaanderen Valois team. And Topsport Vlaanderen is actually co-sponsored by the Flemish government. And our journalist also tells us exactly what basically the Flemish government realizes that cycling is kind of an ambassador for the region. And so this is another reason why they've given a lot of support to the sport over the last couple of decades. In any case, it's a good sports story for non-sports fans.
Flanders is really the sort of place that should lend itself to cycling, being relatively nice and flat. And I've heard that actually that from people who've cycled quite regularly through here, that they have a lot of praise for the infrastructure now. Things are coming along very nicely, so it's good to have a nice upbeat
story.
Absolutely. Let's talk about arts and culture now, an opportunity for us ordinary members of the public to have a bit of a say in future policies.
Yes, well, the culture minister, Sven Gatz, has decided that he wants to put together a panel of 150 people who are just citizens to advise him on how they think arts policy should be shaped. Now, this could be good or bad news. This is very democratic. At the same time, do you want, you know, just any old Joe Blow telling you what kind of arts and culture you should be supporting in Flanders? But it's an interesting initiative that no culture minister has ever done before. So if you're interested in being part of a panel to tell Sven Gatz what you think about arts and culture and where the money should be spent, you go to his website, you sign up. He's already had a lot of interest, but they're going to choose just 150 people from across Flanders to basically help the government decide how they're going to shape policy. So it's a really interesting initiative.
Speaking of arts, and a plan for a modern arts museum in Brussels, which was in an old Citroën building, and something's not quite gone to plan, I think.
This is an awesome ongoing story, actually. This is one of my favorite local stories of all time. So the Brussels Capital Region, in a nutshell, the Brussels Capital Region wants its own modern art museum. And they want to put it in the canal area because they're doing sort of this urban renewal project in the canal area. But the federal government, there was a modern art museum in Brussels a number of years ago in the Fine Arts Museums there. Everybody knows where that is, by the park there in the palace. And it was shut down, and it never for renovations, but it never reopened. And the federal government, however, controls the art. So now the Brussels Capital Region wants its own modern art museum separate from that museum in the canal area. But the federal government says, no, you can't have the art because we don't think that Brussels needs a modern art museum. So Brussels Capital Region went ahead last week and bought the Citroën building, beautiful building over on Iserplein there. Everybody knows Everybody knows the building, really. If you see a picture of it, it's instantly recognizable. Big glass and steel structure near Kai Theater. But they bought the building and they released to the press that this is going to be where our modern art museum is. But unfortunately, they don't have any art. And at the same time, they consultants have said that this building is not remotely appropriate for an art museum because of how many windows there are, and you have to protect art from the light.
Yeah.
And they said if you cover these windows, the building is ruined. So this is just a beautiful story, and it's going to be going on and on forever and ever. I'll keep you posted.
Please do. We'll end with a couple of events. First one, Flanders Night of History.
Yeah, so this is an event that takes place every year on a Tuesday night. And I think it's just kind of a way to get people outdoors in the late spring when the weather's just starting to get good to learn a little something about Flanders history. There's always a theme every year, and this year it's farming. So this happens next Tuesday night all across Flanders. Farms are basically going to open their doors to let you come and learn about agriculture, and they're going to tell you stories about their history, and they're going to give you visits to distilleries. In Flemish Brabant, there's videos about farming in the 1960s and 70s. There's Whitlow farms, flax industry, going to tell you all about that. Sort of the big farming industries of Flanders, trying to kind of let you know the whole history, sometimes going back for hundreds of years, sometimes going back for just a couple of decades. You can learn about hops, of course, getting beer along the way, cheeses and all. So it's kind of gastronomic, but mostly the idea of the Night of History is to learn a little bit about the region's history according to a theme, this year that being agriculture.
Sounds good. Last but not least, a literary festival taking place in Brussels.
Yeah, very different. Very different from farming. So it's Passaportes Biennial is taking place in Brussels. It kicks off this week, and they've got some, just like every time, some extremely big names on the bill. Ian McEwan being probably the most interesting for a lot of the expats in Brussels. He is closing it out on the 29th. In any case, what's interesting about Passaporta is that a lot of it is simultaneously translated. So the whole idea is to introduce you to literature in languages that you don't necessarily read. So you'll have Dutch authors being simultaneously translated into both English and French, French authors being translated into English and Dutch. So, but also there will be authors here from Spain, from Eastern Europe, from Russia, sometimes speaking their own language, and then you have it translated. Sometimes they'll be speaking English. So there's a huge amount of diversity and a huge amount of choice. And there's also a special program brand new this year for kids. This is a major literary festival. Passaporta really outdoes themselves every year. It kicks off on the 26th, so highly recommend it.
Okay. Details of all of that and plenty more in this week's Flanders Today. And, of course, online, flanderstoday.eu. Lisa Bradshaw,
absolutely.
Thank you very much. Talk to you next week.
Okay, bye, Paul. Radio X.